Lord Poseidon. I command you to raise the wind and the sea, destroy Argos, and to make certain that no stone stands, that no creature crawls, I command you to let loose the last of the Titans. Let loose the Kraken!
This is the Garage Punk Surfcast on GaragePunk.com.
going to let any overage fuzzy face take away my girl. Not if I have anything to do with it, and believe me, mister, I do.
Driving to school now, early in the morning. Pass by a sports car without any warning. Girl in the front is sitting at ease. Long blonde hair waving in the breeze. She's a playmate.
This is the Garage Punk Surfcast on GaragePunk.com. My name is Alex, and ordinarily you hear me hosting the Desperate Hour, which is posted monthly to GaragePunk.com. Anyway, Copper asked me to whip up a Surfcast, and I said, hey, what the hell? Why not? Anyway, back of me up is Martin Denny from 1959, and Sake Rock, that appeared in the Quiet Village LP. That's the one with the Katie Segal-esque chick reclining on the front porch of the tiki hut. The chick's name actually is Sandy Warner, the Exotica girl. Anyway, you just heard the Peter Dayton Band and Perfect Wave off of Love at First Sight 12-inch EP. Came out on Shoebop in 1981, produced by Rick Ocasek of the Cars, and Peter Dayton was the front man originally of Boston punk legends La Peste.
Anyway, before that you heard Four Wheels and Central High Playmate came out on Hipfield Volume 3. Came out on the Cramden label in 1986, reissued in 1996. The original 7-inch was released on Soma in 1964. Before that, Sir Ball Diddley and his Right Honorable Whigs did Pawn Point Panic from the 1994 LP What's in Your Fridge. We recorded by Toe Rag and produced by Liam Watson. And before that, you heard from Western Massachusetts, the Pajama Slave Dancers and Gunfight at Malibu Beach. That was off the Heavy Petting Zoo LP. Came out on the Restless label in 1989. Before that, the Bald Guys did Let Loose the Kraken. That was off a great compilation of Boston area surf bands. Came on the Cherry Disc label in 1996. The name of it is Tube, Atlantic Surf Essentials. Hey, let's get back into it. This is the Garage Punk Surfcast on GaragePunk.com.
Just tell me no, for Christ's sake.
The days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk, and I'm on. They twist, and I'll twist. They shimmy, and I'll shimmy. They fly, and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west, out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. Pretty little chick, wherever you go.
Alex, and I'm having fun in the cold Massachusetts sun, and you're listening to the Garage Punk Surfcast on GaragePunk.com. Backing me up is Luke Leilani in his Hawaiian Rhythm, a track called High Tide. I got that off the LP Hawaiian Rhythm. Came on the Pirouette label sometime during the 50s. Hawaiian themes and island themes were really big during the late 40s and during the 50s, as all these World War II veterans living in the suburbs, having their rec rooms with their hi-fis and everything, had fond, fond memories of places like Guadalcanal and Peleliu. Anyway, you just heard the Rivieras and California Sun, their number two hit from January or February of 1964, came out on the Riviera label. And before that, you heard the Invisible Surface from Greece and down at Marina Bay. Got that off CD. Till That Day came out on the Go Custom label in 2008. Before that, from the PodSafe Music Network, Texas Pete did Spread 'Em. That was posted to PodSafe by Texas Pete on March 17th of 2009. Before that, Gene Gray and the Starfires did Surf Bunny. I got that off a compilation, Whale on the Beach. Came out on the Satan label sometime in the early 90s. I got the original 7-inch. The original 7-inch was released on the Linda label in 1963. And we kicked off the set with the Tritons and Bikini Wipeout. That's another track downloaded from PodSafe. Posted to PodSafe by the Tritons on March 30th of 2007. Anyway, my name is Alex, and you would ordinarily hear me on the Desperate Hour, which is posted every 4 weeks or so to GaragePunk.com. Check it out. Anyway, here's a track that I got off a out of a yard sale, an ancient 7-inch, and it's a local band, meaning Boston, and, you know, released on a local label, and it is definitely from the 1960s sometimes. Anyway, check it out. This is the Garage Punk Surfcast on GaragePunk.com.
We'll be right back. fun. Keeps them out of pool halls.
La, la.
Aloha. You've been listening to the Garage Punk Surfcast on GaragePunk.com. My name is Alex, and ordinarily you hear me podcasting on the Desperate Hour with Alex, posted every 4 weeks or so to GaragePunk.com. Well, I hope you had fun with this one. I know I did. Anyway, backing me up with the Outriggers from 1959 and their LP, Rapture, Hawaiian Moods, came out of Warner Brothers, and their version or their take on Aloha Away, written by Queen Lilia Kalani. I believe she was the last sovereign of the independent Hawaii at the turn of the last century. Anyway, you just heard The Ventures, and well, I wouldn't normally play three top 20 artists in the same podcast or three top 20 at all on any show. But Bob Bogle, who helped change the face, along with Dick Dale, really, as far as introducing surf music and guitar-driven rock in the early 60s, died at age 75 on June 18th of 2009. So I played The Ventures, Barefoot Venture, from the Surfing album, came out on Dalton in 1962. Before that, you heard Satan's Pilgrims from their last CD, and Badge of Honor. They got another one coming out this year. Anyway, that was off the self-titled on Music in 1999. Before that, the Surfinks did The Ugly Surfer. Before that, Jan Davis, an unreleased track recorded in 1965. I got it off the Lost Legends of Surf Guitar Volume 4, and Vertigo. Before that, Billy Stewart. Some beach music. Maybe not surf music, but beach music from the Carolinas. And Billy Stewart and his version of Summertime, from the Summertime To Love, To Love LP, came out on Chess in 1966. Before that, Steve Allen and the Barrows, whoever they were, Davey Allen and the Arrows ripoff, get that off the Blunderbuss compilation. Came out on One Shot in 2001. Before that, the Straight Eights did Ann Bowman, an MP3 I downloaded from the PodSafe Music Network. And it was posted to PodSafe by the Straight Eights on July 21st of 2006. And we kicked off the set with a yard sale find. The Revelliers and Hanging 5, 7-inch on G-Clef, came out in the early 60s or so. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of travel music. Another song that doesn't really isn't your ho-dad's version of a surf song. But hey, Mono Man, fronting members of The Real Kids and Unnatural My House. My name is Alex, the pleasure is mine. You all take care.
Something I just had to get away. So I packed up my baggies and I drove down to Dorchester Bay. Well, now the girls on TDM Beach on the hot summer days. But you can't go surfing where there are no waves. There's no surfing on TDM Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay. Surfing, man, I'd go anywhere. So I packed up my surfboard and jumped to Kenmore Square. Now when I think of my vacation and all the money I paid, when it doesn't even matter cause I can't surf anyway. Still surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay.